You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane now with the giant tunnels of the Crossrail project. I don't know, they're currently being dug by giant machines, slowly they're making their way across London. Oh, not to mention planned new super sewers that are in the pipeline. Well, I don't know, excuse the pun there, really. It's also easy to forget that the existing foot tunnels, yeah, and they're dating back over a century. That's what today's programme is all about. The way that often existing older structures are sometimes poorly maintained and not valued by decision makers in favour of the new, really. Here's a look at some of the foot tunnels and the issues go under the Thames here in East London. We're joined out live in the studio by Ian Blore from the campaigning organisation Fogwaft. Ian, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Well, thank you, Pete, for inviting me over the river again. I must admit that I didn't actually come by either of the foot tunnels this morning.
Because you're not from south of the river.
No, I am. I'm from the other side.
I don't know. You don't normally let people on from south of the river on the programme.
I mean, we'd love to be invited.
No, you're more than welcome here. More than welcome here. I'll tell you what. You've got to tell me this. Fogwaft. Go on. What's that then?
It's the Friends of Greenwich and Woolwich foot tunnels.
Ah,
well, wonderful foot tunnels, yes.
Okay, so just to be clear, just so we know what we're talking about here, the foot tunnels, where do they go from and to?
One goes from Greenwich to Island Gardens.
Yep, on Inter Hamlets, yep.
And your tunnel, as it were, goes from what used to be called North Woolwich, still is by some people, over to Woolwich, what you call South Woolwich.
Okay, we won't get into that one, will we? We've had enough of this north-south divide, haven't we? We can't be doing that. Okay, well, why do foot tunnels need a Friends? I mean, here you are, you're the Friends of the Greenwich and Woolwich foot tunnels. Why do they need Friends? I mean, foot tunnels, who needs Friends with foot tunnels?
Yes, both of the tunnels, particularly the Greenwich, well, what I'll call the Greenwich Tunnel, I've got loads of Friends. What it don't have is an organisation. And what they now have is us, which is an organisation, partly campaigning, partly looking forward to the future when those foot tunnels have been refurbished, a scheme we'll come on to in a moment, and when they can be promoted both as wonderful parts of our history, and we have wonderful history in East London, south and north of the river, and also as a very useful way of crossing the river in the Eastern Thames. Something we're talking about all the time with other river crossings, and something which the two-foot tunnels contribute to very importantly.
Yeah, they seem to get forgotten in all this discussion, don't they? There's always sort of like, you know, we don't want to go down that road now, but, you know, in terms of, like, whether they should be digging a new tunnel and putting new bridges in and all the rest of it, which they've been talking about for years. It's almost like we don't value what we've already got, really, do we?
Yeah, they are small in terms of what they can carry. Mm. But as we know in London, particularly in terms of free transport, every little counts.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, of course, you don't have to pay, do you? Yeah, you go on a tube, you go on a bus, you have to pay, don't you? But, of course, these are absolutely free and always have been free, I think, haven't they?
You've got to walk, but they've always been free, and that's a very big issue.
Because how old are they? They're getting on a bit, aren't they?
They are. They're both over 100 years. The Greenwich Tunnel was built and opened in 1902, and the Woolwich Tunnel 10 years later. And its birthday is just about to come up. More about that later.
Right. And, I mean, why did they build these tunnels in the first place? I mean, this was, all those years ago, over 100 years ago, tunnelling then must have been a very difficult business, wasn't it? It was quite...
Yeah, tunnelling, we started in London, basically, the first big tunnels under rivers in the world. And something we forget about now when we think about Crossrail. But we're going back to that old tradition with Crossrail. The first big tunnel was the Brunel Tunnel, which now actually carries the overground trains between the South Bank and the North Bank.
And it used to be the East London Line, of course, didn't it?
Yep. East London Line, that's right. That started as a foot tunnel, and that was very expensive. That was the very first one. These two foot tunnels were built by hand.
The guys with pickaxes?
With pickaxes and shovels, that's right.
Really?
Yeah, that's right. But with a clever piece of equipment, which was, just as it is now, pushed down the tunnel, and the tunnel was lined behind it. Exactly the same principles used in Crossrail today, which is interesting.
It is, we've really moved on when it comes to it.
We have these scraping machines. We have. It's all mechanised now. We don't have picks and shovels.
No, we don't have to do that.
And we don't have people dying through building the tunnels, which you did doing that.
Did they? The people died actually building these tunnels.
They had to work in compressed air conditions. Which was interesting. But you asked why the tunnels, and they were basically both built to allow people from the South Bank to come over to both the Isle of Dogs and to Newham to work.
In the docks, presumably.
In the docks, mainly,
yeah, the docks.
With all the ancillary trades around the docks, yeah. And an interesting story is you did have the Woolwich Ferry, and that was a free ferry by the time the tunnels were built. But there were fogs on the River Thames in those days, a lot of fogs. And, of course, then the ferry couldn't actually cross the Thames.
Because, of course, the river would have been really busy, wouldn't it?
It was very busy.
Back in the days when it was a busy.
A lot of smoke about, so it was a lot of fog. And there were employers over here, many employers, who refused to employ Kentish men.
You people from south of the river?
You didn't like us.
I can understand that.
Now, of course.
Nothing's changed, is it?
That's right, because they regarded Kentish labour as unreliable.
And I've heard, is this true, that there was the people who, the ferry owners as well, when they built the tunnels, they were given compensation or something? Is that right?
The watermen certainly were. £30,000compensation in terms of the Greenwich Tunnel. That was a lot of money.
That was to the people who ran the ferries because they were getting less trade.
There was a horse ferry going across from Greenwich to the Isle of Dogs, and other watermen were ferrying people across in small boats, and they were paid out £30,000.
Now, that was
1900 was a lot of money.
I don't know, it's still a lot of money now, but I mean, £30,000, but I mean, then it must have been absolutely astronomical sums of money.
It was about a quarter of the total cost of the tunnel.
Really? Just to buy off the ferrymen?
Yep. That's right.
Oh, I don't know.
That's right. They were powerful men.
No. They sound like a dodgy lot to me.
They had a grip, certainly.
There's one other thing as well, which I've never quite understood, is that when you go down the Greenwich Foot Tunnel, just before you get to the end of it, like this end of it, you know, our end of it, if you like, the north end of it, suddenly it all sort of gets narrower. Yeah, for no apparent reason. It suddenly gets narrower there. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that. Suddenly, what is that?
It was a German bomb. Second World War.
Really? Yes. Well, actually landed on top of the...
It breached the tunnel. It landed in the water. It didn't hit the docks, as many of them didn't. Right. And it damaged the tunnel, and they had to put that collar in to actually...
Did it actually flood? Did it actually flood the...
I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
I'll pass on that question.
Okay. We'll have to come back and answer that one.
It must have been leaking, yes.
Okay, you started for 10, you failed on that. Okay, now, going down... I mean, I love going down those tunnels. I think there's something... There's loads of people, they shoot music videos down there and things like that. Yeah, they are. There's atmosphere and things like that. I do love it down there. But they are in a bit of a sorry state, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
What do you think? I mean, nobody's put the money into it. What's that?
Okay, let me go back to the beginning also with... I must mention the name of Will Crooks.
Okay.
Who was a great Labour leader, a trade union activist... and it was his vision that actually built, some say, the Woolwich Ferry, the Blackwall Tunnel, and these two foot tunnels.
He was an MP for
Woolwich. He was a poplar man and spent most of his career working on the North Bank, but also saw the importance of basically getting the community of both banks together. And that's partly what we're trying to do as well in Fogwaft. But yes, they are in a sorry state. If you go to the Woolwich Tunnel particularly, it's got its scaffolding ground. And this is the legacy at the moment from a refurbishment scheme which was proposed by Greenwich, the Royal Borough of Greenwich Council.
Greenwich Council actually managed both the tunnels?
They actually own and manage both of these
tunnels. Okay, right, fine, yep.
With agreements with the two other London boroughs, Tower Hamlets and Newham, of course.
Yep.
And the scheme started in 2009. I'm afraid the money seemed to run out in about 2011, and almost £11.5 million was spent on refurbishing both tunnels. What is left today is... in need of a great deal more refurbishment.
It seems like a lot of money to spend, and it doesn't seem to have made a great deal of difference.
All I can say is there were three contractors involved, and they were relieved of the responsibilities in 2011.
Okay.
And last year, the Borough Council did appoint an independent inquiry into what went wrong. And they do admit that something went wrong with the refurbishment of those three.
So they're looking into that, and we'll find out more when that report's published.
Hopefully sooner rather than later, because...
But never mind that, never mind. Okay, that's mistakes of the past. Hopefully we can all learn by mistakes of the past, if mistakes there were. And, of course, then what plans are there actually to sort this all out? Or are they waiting until they get this report back, are they? Everything
has stopped for now.
Nearly
2 years, basically.
Right. That's why you still got scaffolding all around it, haven't you?
Certainly the Woolwich Tunnel. North Woolwich. Yes, still scaffolding around it. And, of course, it would cost money to take the scaffolding down and to put it back up again when the works do begin again.
Probably have to take it down anyway, so you can't leave scaffolding up forever. But anyway,
I think it will be used for the new works. And what we are really pushing for is the commencement and completion of those works under the scheme.
Okay, and that's your group's really pushing for this to make sure this all happens and things like this, presumably, yeah?
That's the beginning. And beyond that, they can be used in all sorts of imaginative and interesting ways that they're not used at the moment.
Okay.
They are used...
Go on, give us a clue.
They are used at the moment. The two major functions that they began with, which is to take people from the south to the north to work, and to take people from the north to the south largely to play.
Yes, yeah.
That's basically what... Yeah. And that's the way they began.
Mm. Day out in Greenwich, walk through the tunnel. Lovely, great.
That's right, but there's ideas about using them as art space, as event spaces. This all, of course, has to be agreed always with the owner, which is Greenwich.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But they are wonderful facilities for many events. I've heard of a theatre in the Long being staged down there. Not in the round.
I had to think that one for a minute. Okay.
Can imagine if you're in the back seats, you can't see very much.
No. But if you was on the left-hand side of the stalls, you might not be seeing very much either, yeah.
There's a ban on busking in both tunnels.
Right.
Why? It's what we ask. You know, to have music down there, civilises anywhere. So there's lots of ideas.
Okay, that sounds absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to go to the break in a minute, yeah? But how can people get in contact? I'm just thinking, it might be, because all you people down in South London, you want some people from North London involved in some of this as well, don't you?
Well, we've got a small committee, and there is somebody from, first of all, Tower Hamlets, the Old Dogs, and there's somebody actually from Newham. And they actually live in North Woolwich, so very near the north entrance to the Woolwich Tunnel. How could everybody else get involved? We launched with a packed public meeting on the 5th of September.
You've only just got going, really.
Very new indeed. But we've got a website up and running, and you can visit the website. It's www.fogwoft.com.
We'll have to spell that, won't we?
FOGWOFT.
Friends of Greenwich Woolwich. Foot tunnel, yeah?
You've got it.
Okay, got it. Waft, okay.
You'll find our Twitter address and there's an email address.
Yeah, I have had a look
and
at
lots
the
website. Of comments.
Let me say there's stuff on the history there and you can add your own comments and stuff like that.
It will build up as time goes by.
Absolutely, that sounds
good. Get onto that. Share with us some experiences you've had in the tunnels and what you use it for. Lots of comment streams in there. Yes.
I tell you, it's one of these sort of forgotten things that really needs. I mean, it's got loads of use to it, and a lot of people do use it. Whenever I go down, it always seems a busy place.
The official figures from I think a couple of years ago is 1.5 million people. I think that's 1.5 million passenger movements actually
year
use both tunnels.
Okay, not all at the same time.
Not all at the same. Well, sometimes on a sunny day in the Greenwich Tunnel, you feel that's true.
It is. I'll tell you, Sunday afternoon,
and
it's a nice day and people have just gone for the day out and things like that, and they walk backwards and forwards across to go from one side and back to the other just to go down
correct,
the tunnel.
Yes. The really forgotten tunnel, of course, is the Woolwich Tunnel, the Eastern Tunnel.
Yeah.
And its 101st birthday comes on the 26th of October of this year.
Right.
Just 1 month from today, we are planning a little celebration around that tunnel. So if you want to discover the tunnel for the first time, or if you know it and want to walk through it, it'll keep you dry while you do that, then come and join us on Saturday, the 26th of October, at about 11 o'clock on the south end of the tunnel.
You'll have to, actually, you'll have to remind us that, and we'll give that one a shout on the show as well. That does sound like a good one.
Okay. We're not quite sure what will be happening, but something will be happening.
I tell you what, Ian, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But there's finally, if there's one thing that could be done to improve the Greenwich and the Woolwich foot tunnels, what would that be? One thing, your one wish, what would that be?
Oh, it's very obvious. It's simply completing the works that began in 2009 according to the specs that were actually laid down then.
I tell you what, that seems to be very reasonable. I see what Ian Bloor from the campaigning organisation Fogwaff, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? I know you said you tried to get out the door earlier. You said, I've got to rush. No, you will stay, because after the break, we've got what we're doing is looking at that report, and it's the link between Buffalo Bill, a giant jellyfish, and a disused dock on the River Lee in Canning Town. You've got to stay for that, haven't you?
I'll stay for that. I'll defer my tally down for a little while.
Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Attention landlords.